to hour number two of the Live Free Zone. This is Tom Cryer. We are drawing the Constitution, boys and girls. I got your construction paper and the crayons out. We're going to have some fun here. In case you didn't have it out at the time, we're going to start over. Draw your upside-down triangle. Draw two lines to it, about one-third, one-third, and then divide in the bottom one into the bottom third. And then write us in the top, big section. States in the middle section, and U dot, S dot in the bottom. Now, you'll notice that if you turn that triangle up, right side up, that the top of the state section and the top of the us section is flat. It's not pointy. And that's because the states are all equal. And that's because we are all equal. Now, in the federal government, you've got three equal corners. But that represents the three branches of government, judicial, executive, and legislative. Now, look at the distance between you and the states and the distance between you and that federal government. Does the federal government touch you? It does not. Do they make a lot of decisions? No, they do not. They make fewer decisions than anybody. We make the most. We determine what laws we live by as a rule, and all of us make that up. I and I alone have a law I live by to try to learn something every day, and I alone have the right to enforce that. I'm the one that pushes me to do it and try to find something new every day that I can say that's something meaningful and useful that I've learned. It's just one of my little laws. Well, I can make all of those I want to. And then the state can make certain laws, and I have to live by that because I told them that they were entitled to do that. And then the federal government can make even fewer laws, and I told them they could do that too. And they can come, for example, and make counterfeiting a crime, and they're entitled to do that. All right? Now, where are the laws that do touch us? The laws that do touch us are from the states. Who makes those laws? Our representatives in the state legislature do. That means that we're ruled by consent. We're ruled because we designated somebody to consent on our behalf to the enactment of a new law. And so we can be said we've had representation. That's a republic form of government. And we're guaranteed that form of government. And that's how we know that the laws that affect us are going to be made by those that represent our interests. That's how we know that these laws are okay. And the reason that we can know that is because the guy who makes those laws has to live with them. He lives here in the community. He's near representation and he makes near laws. How long has it been since you've seen a congressman or a senator? That's remote. They're only allowed to make remote laws. The only two instances that they're allowed to touch us personally with a law is in forbidding counterfeiting, which I've never done, and forbidding piracy on the high seas, which I'm trying my best to quit, but it's oh so much fun. You have to swing around and buckle your swash and all that good stuff. And, you know, I just hate to give it up, but I'm trying. I haven't pirated in a few weeks. You know, I get seasick too sometimes, you know, I get out there, water's rough. But nevertheless, to get back on a serious side, they're not entitled to come over in here and touch us. They're not entitled to tell us what we can and can't do. They can't just make decisions for us personally. They only make decisions that affect the states as a whole. Foreign relations, keeping the states from fighting with each other, regulating trade between the states. Regulating trade then on the things that they control exclusively, like the territories in Washington, D.C. So they've got those rights, and we give them those rights, and we'll live with that. But if they start bleeding around and they go past the states, reach across the states and touch us, they violate that triangle, haven't they? And that's what the income tax does. It bypasses the states the way it's applied, not the way it's written, but the way it's applied. So now you know the rest of the Constitution, as Paul Harvey would say, and we'll be back here in just a few minutes.
Hi, friends. Bill Bagley from Vital Basics, and I want to send you a bottle of the best-selling supplement Focus Factor absolutely free. Why would we give away a free bottle of Focus Factor? Because we know that if you try it, you'll buy it. Focus Factor has nutrients that work with your natural brain chemistry to support your memory, concentration, and focus. People all over the country say it's the best brain support supplement they've ever tried. Well, how would you like to try Focus Factor yourself absolutely free? No, we're not crazy. We're confident. Because once you try Focus Factor, you'll wonder how you ever got along without it. And that's why, for a limited time, we'll give you a full-size bottle of Focus Factor, an $85 value, free. You simply provide $4.95 to help cover the cost of shipping and handling. Call now for your free bottle of Focus Factor. Call 1-800-518-3796. That's 1-800-518-3796. Limit one bottle per household, please. Again, the number is 1-800-518-3796.
Attention RBN listeners who have trouble sleeping. If you have tried everything and still have serious problems getting a good night's sleep, then this message is going to be the single most important one you'll ever hear. And here's why. 77 RBN listeners are needed immediately to test a new alternative method of falling asleep fast. And the best part is, this new sleep system produces dramatic results when everything else has failed, including prescription sleeping pills. You see, it works in a whole new way, utilizing special sleep frequencies to almost command your brain to fall asleep fast. And it's easy to use. Yet, because the rules governing medicine in the U.S., no health or healing claims can be made for the sleep system. However, it's still legal to own this new high-speed sleep generator, and 77 RBN listeners are invited to use this system first, before the general public. So, if you're really having trouble falling asleep, simply go to www.highspeedsleep.com. That's highspeedsleep.com, or call 877-327-0365 and tell the operator you listen to RBN. Again, that's 877-327-0365.
Who listening out there has an electric bill? Oh boy, I sure do. Well, what if I told you that if you live in Texas or New York State, that same electric bill can be a lot cheaper? Would you believe me? Well, you should, because EnergySwap.com can save you up to 20% on your electric bill. No joke. EnergySwap.com has rates as low as 10.99 cents per kilowatt. Now, there's no cost to switch. They've got flat rate plans and even award programs. When you switch your service to EnergySwap.com, nothing changes except the size of your bill. Enroll today and start saving money right now. It's Energy-Swap.com. Or you can call 888-238-6397. Again, that's 888-238-6397. Currently in Texas and New York only. Other states coming soon.
And here we go again. And we've got you've got our triangles out, I hope. You know, look at that Constitution as a whole. You know, it's so typical of the academic community to dissect frogs and constitutions. But, you know, have you really stopped and looked at a frog carefully and seen how the design of that animal is so perfect for its environment? Well, so is the same with the Constitution. Look at the design of the Constitution as a whole. The whole idea was to keep that federal government away from the people. The states said to the government when they created it, look, you gotta have money to operate. We recognize that. Didn't work, you know, when you were the Continental Congress and, you had to beg, borrow, and steal and not pay people and almost lost the war because you couldn't pay the soldiers. We know that doesn't work. So here's some taxing power. But you stay away from my people. Now, you can make taxes all day long that stay on your side of the line down there in the bottom of the triangle. You can make taxes all day long that are within your power to make, provided that you don't run those taxes over me and get to my person, my people, mandatory without me. If you're going to tax them, you're going to tax them indirectly, and that means that they get the last word. You know, I'm sitting here, got a pack of cigarettes on the desk. It's got a stamp on the bottom. I voluntarily paid that tax. I didn't have to pay it. They can't make me pay a tobacco tax. And that's the way that indirect taxation works. If it's voluntary, it's indirect. If it's indirect, it's voluntary. But if it's mandatory, if it's a mandatory tax where the federal government can come to my house and take that money without my having done anything that is within its regulatory authority to excise, then that's coming straight to me. That's a direct mandatory tax. That's a direct tax. If it's mandatory, it's not indirect. And so that's exactly what the Constitution says you can't do. You know, Article 1, Section 9, Prohibition says you cannot impose a direct tax on my people. You stay away from my people. You can tell them that in order for them to enjoy certain things, the manufacture, sale, consumption of particular products, fine. That's up to them. But when you go to talk in mandatory tax, you've got to come through me. You can pass a direct tax if you need money, but you don't send my people a bill. You stay away from my people. You hear me? And you come to me, you tell me how much money you want from them. I, as a state legislator who lives with these people and who has to live with the same taxes, I will go down into the people and we as a state legislature, not you as a distinct Congress, will decide where to get your money. We'll impose that tax as we see fit, not as you see fit. And you stay away from my people. Same thing with regulating them and telling them what to do. If they enter into interstate commerce, I'll let you regulate those guys. But if they're only operating in the state, you stay away from them. If they're going to foreign countries and doing trade, I'll let you regulate that guy. Because he went outside, and he's doing business outside of my state. But as long as my guy is sitting here minding his own business, and he's not messing with anything that you have any say over, you stay away from him. You leave him alone. You can only come through me. If you want him to change the way he's doing something, you come talk to me about it. But you don't talk to my people. You don't tell them what to do, and you don't take money away from them unless they consent to it by engaging in a voluntary, privileged activity. You also don't mess with my people's rights. There comes the Bill of Rights. All right, so, you know, is it, I don't know if I'm clarifying anything for anybody here, but it's clear to me that the intent was for the federal government to stay out of your pocketbook. It was never intended to set up an agency down the street from you that's going to come call on you and take your property and seize everything and put you in prison because you disagreed with them. I don't think the Constitution really contemplated that, do you? You got some comment on this. You got some question about any of this. I'll welcome you to give me a call, 1-800-313-9443. And we'll kick it around. We learned a little bit from Dave's call a while ago about bills of attainder and distinguished and saw how it's conditioned, the penalty is conditioned on an afterwards event that you engaged in or a duty that you failed to perform, lawful duty, not unlawful. So we didn't get there, but that's how we learn things. You know, that's how we find out things. We really don't need anything else other than what the law is, the way it's written. It doesn't make you liable in the first place. Then it doesn't affect anything except for income. And do you have any income? Probably not. Not in the legal definition of income. And it only affects it if you do have income. It only affects it if it's taxable. You remember Dave and I were talking about Farrington versus Tennessee and the limited form of the federal government. Well, the government can only tax what it can govern. And you remember we got our triangle there. There's so much there. that biggest block of that triangle is us, not with the periods, us without the periods, you and me, we the people. We are the ones that make most of the regulations that regulate our lives. It's a way that free people are. If somebody else is making those decisions, we're not really free, are we? So get the, get a general understanding. Get the big picture and see how that tax fits in. And if that tax violates that big picture, it violates the Constitution. And you'll be able to find provisions in that Constitution that make it clear that it does. The guys who wrote the law knew what they were doing. They were very careful to stay inside the line. But then they send out these bureaucrats to tell us that I hereby proclaim that the law is not what it says, it is what I say. And if you disagree with that, I'm going to lock you and the horse you rode in on up. And I'm going to shut you up, keep you from telling anybody else. What's going wrong here? What's the matter with this picture? What are we going to do about it? Well, I'm doing everything I can, and I know I can count on all of you to help. And I'm looking forward to all the stuff that we're going to be doing in the coming year to do just that. The rest of the story on this constitutional issue, is in what has happened. We know that where we are is not where that triangle is. We know that the federal government has slid down to the line between us and the states, and it is in full frontal nudity contact with us when it's not supposed to be. The only thing that we're supposed to ever see of the federal government, really, is a post office and occasionally military service during times of war. So why is it the federal government is in our face every day? Why are they running our schools? Why are they running our streets? Why are they telling us how fast we can drive? Why are they telling us whether we have to have a seatbelt or we have to have airbags? Why are they telling or don't have to have airbags? Why are they telling us every single thing that we decide every day, even down to how we can speak and what words we are permitted to use and what words we are not, what attitudes, what values we are going to hold that are correct and acceptable and which are not, and telling us that we have to shut up and not say anything about our religious beliefs and our faiths once we get into a public setting. What's happened? Well, this is what happened. The tax, for one thing, the income tax, reaching across that line, imposing a mandatory tax on things that aren't income under the name of an income tax, and imposing it on activities that generate revenues that are not within their regulatory authority. Therefore, they're not in their taxing authority. So, where did they get in that? Over the years, the states have eroded. Over the years, the states have declined in their ability to stand as the first guard against the federal government. The founding fathers knew that the federal government was going to crave more power. The minute that they injected that first dose into its veins, it started yanking and jerking its chains, started groaning and moaning and begging for more. And that's whenever we end up with a civil war over that particular issue. It was already outgrowing its britches. It was already getting past its bounds and starting to usurp areas of government reserved to the states and to the people. And then once the civil war was over, then that issue was lost. And the idea of states' rights became a defeated issue. When the idea of states' rights was really central to the United States Constitution. Then in 1913, several things happened. The 16th Amendment was passed. So was the Fed. And the 17th Amendment that eliminated the states from the Senate. And we'll be back. We're going to talk about more of this and then some in just a few minutes here on the Live Free Zone.
Are you looking for a one-stop shop to find all your favorite books and videos? Look no further. Northern Voice Bookstore has everything you need. Hundreds of titles, from self-defense, survival, and financial freedom, to history, politics, conspiracy, and everything you need to know about the New World Order. You can order everything you need on the web 24 hours a day at northernvoicebookstore.com. Or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, Post Office Box 281, Wildwood, PA 15091. Northern Voice Bookstore offers a broad range of different perspectives and believes strongly that the American people need alternative sources of information in order to understand the society they live in today. You won't find a better selection of books or videos anywhere. So make Northern Voice Bookstore your bookstore. Visit us online at northernvoicebookstore.com or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, P.O. Box 281, Wildwood, PA 15091. And make sure to tell them you heard about us on the Republic Broadcasting Network.
Did you ever wonder how an opera singer that hits a high note is able to shatter a wine glass? Well, the glass has a natural resonant frequency. If the resonant frequency making the glass vibrate is powerful enough, the size of the vibration will become so large the glass shatters. Using this same principle, Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease-causing organisms can be destroyed using different resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions Frequency Instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions with no side effects. The 2006 BioSolutions Plus is the easiest-to-operate frequency instrument ever developed. Its easy reference guide will allow you to begin using the instrument within minutes. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. Don't just treat symptoms, eliminate the cause. For more information, call BioSolutions toll-free, 1-866-885-6625. That's 1-866-885-6625. Once again, 1-866-885-6625.
Stand up and be counted. Catholic priest calls for Christians to resist Bush's impending unjust attack against Iran. George W. Bush lied to the world to get the backing of the American people to attack Iraq. Now he is lying to the world to get the backing of the American people to attack Iran. The Catholic and Protestant clergy have failed miserably to come out publicly against the upcoming unjust attack of Iran. Therefore, the lay Catholics and Protestants should demand of their respective clergies to take a righteous public stand against this upcoming Iranian unjust war. Each one of us will render to God a strict account of what each of us did to stop these diabolical tyrants, like George W. Bush, who, as roaring lions, go about the world seeking whom to murder. For additional facts concerning this upcoming Iranian unjust war, order the one-hour lecture by Father John Martinez entitled Stand Up and Be Counted. Just go to www.republicbroadcasting.org and click on the web banner for more information and ordering.
And welcome back to the Life Free Zone. We are rapidly going through our very brief, very fast 2 hours. We're going to jump to the phones here in just a minute, but I want to finish up the discussion we just started about the 17th Amendment. The states were always represented as part of a major part of the Congress. In other words, the Senate was actually designed to represent states, the state governments. And the House representative was our voice as we the people. So there wouldn't be any laws passed to which you and I did not consent through the House, and to which the states did not consent through the Senate. That was the brilliance. That was the beauty of the Great Compromise. But in 1913, not only was the Fed spawned, and not only was the income tax that would be misapplied given a blessing by the 16th Amendment, but the 17th Amendment was also ratified, which took the power to designate senators away from the states and gave that to public elections. So now we really only have one voice, yours and mine, and it's a distant voice because they only get elected every 6 years. We can't fire them every 24 months like we can the Congress, which I don't understand why we haven't done every 24 months for the last 20 years. But nevertheless, that's where we are is in the states being shoved out of the way, and now the federal government triangle has now jumped up, taken over the state's position, taken over and started ruling like a state, but without the near representation, without meeting, having to face us at the post office, or having to face us at the barbershop, or having to run into us at the drugstore, or at the PTA meeting, like state legislators have to do. So, that's where trouble is. That's where that distance is. We've got distant representation, we've got near regulation, and they don't mix, and they weren't intended to. Well, let's go to the phones before we run all out of time here. Barry in Colorado. How are you doing, Barry?
Hey, doing great. I just happened to go to Republic Broadcasting and find your show on there. And
I'm glad you did.
I started out listening to, some of your discussion there about, where we are, where we were supposed to be as opposed to where we are today. And I was like, well, I think I'm going to call him up and kick around some ideas that I've been kind of tossing around about dealing with where we are today. If you step up to the chessboard and you take over somebody's game, you can't go, if the pieces were all on these lines, like we start the game, I could play it like I want. But,
you have to start where you are. You're right.
And so I'm looking at, some of these things like Congress put in place the collection due process hearing. They seem to be just running over it. I mean, they're down to, I heard from a guy the other day that said they sent him a letter and said, this is your hearing. And that was what they did. And then they just went forward from there. I don't even think they're explaining to people how to appeal.
Well, the one thing that they are doing is that they are giving the mandatory notices of appellate review. They are doing that, but they're not telling them how to go about doing it. They're not giving them enough information for them to do it. But they're putting them on notice, at least, that they have that right. But you're a collection due process hearing is an absolute joke.
Yeah.
It is absolutely ridiculous, ludicrous. Is the word.
I've been, last time we talked, I don't know if you remember me from, Sacramento and Irvine, I think was the first place we met. But we talk about, playing chess and
is this Barry the Bear?
Yeah, Legal Bear.
Okay, Barry, how are you doing?
All right.
Yeah, I remember you. Yeah, as a matter of fact, we could have included you in our discussion last night because I was on with KCAA and had Bob Lawrence on as a guest, a good friend of yours and mine.
Right.
And so what else have you got real quick? I didn't mean to interrupt you, but I just realized who I was talking to when you said Irvine and Sacramento.
Well, I've just been
good to hear from you.
All right. I'm thinking about how do we put them in, twist their arm and make them give us, what we're entitled to. I'm thinking about principles of due process. Yes, Congress did give us a hearing. They made it a little harder for them, and now they're steamrolling it. But you know what? There's a way that we can twist their arm and make them give us what we're entitled to.
All right, shoot at me.
Well, I'm thinking, one of the things I thought was as soon as, I've been hearing from people that got levied, and they never got notice of their right to a hearing. So then I say to them, what do they have for your last known address? And they say, this one. They've been talking to me here in letters and stuff. And so they never sent the notice. So then what are they doing? They're trying to circumvent the hearing provision so they can move forward with collection.
Well, all of these cases in collections involve what? Taxes, interest, and what else?
Penalties.
You got it. Now, if you are being subjected to a penalty and the due process that was involved wasn't due, wasn't sufficient, what's your remedy? Maybe we need to start looking at a habeas, huh?
I don't know. Barry, playing? Is your show over?
Can you hold over for the break? I don't want to cut anybody else short, but I do want to finish this up with you. We'll be right back with Barry the Legal Bear from Colorado in just a minute.
Thank you. You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
It's Christmas time, the season for giving. How would you like to save money on Christmas gifts this year and make money while doing it? Then Power Mall Global is here for you. Power Mall Global is unique. It's not an MLM and not an affiliate program. All you have to do is shop in any one of the 1,000-plus stores, including Sears, OfficeMax, Home Depot, Bed Bath & Beyond, JCPenney, Old Navy, and much, much more on www.powermallglobal.com and surprise your family with the perfect gifts. You'll be surprised on how much you save and get back in rebate checks for a percentage of your purchase. Power Mall Global is absolutely free to use. There's no cost to you, ever. Think of all the traffic and clutter the Christmas holiday brings. Think of the times the stores were out of that certain item that was perfect for your loved ones. Not going to happen anymore. It's very simple. Stay in the comfort of your own home. Click through 1,000 stores. Buy and save on what you want for the Christmas holiday and earn money while doing it. Go to www.powermallglobal.com and check out the millions of products that could be the perfect gift for you. That's www.powermallglobal.com.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars, for nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places." People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes four books and several DVDs. It discusses America and Prophecy, the Antichrist, Tyrants and Wars, Secret Societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F, 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715. Or mail P.O. Box 771, Athens, Tennessee, 37371.
Come on, Bill. 2 weeks ago, you were riding a bicycle.
For some time now, you've listened to our corny DidYouRobBillGates.com ads. So let's get serious for a moment. DidYouRobBillGates.com can really show you how to make money with your own home-based business and will give you the ability to quit your job, pay off debt, or how about buying some silver and gold for the future or retirement? What about just being around more for your family? DidYouRobBillGates.com can show you how to increase your cash flow so you can get the things in life you want. What if all it took was answering the phone? Could you do that? When the cash flow increases, it's amazing what you can do. It's about independence and freedom. DidYouRobBillGates.com can show you how. Don't wait any longer. Go to DidYouRobBillGates.com. That's DidYouRobBillGates.com.
And here we go again. And we're back from the break, and we're talking to Barry in Colorado. Barry, the legal bear. Barry, you know, I threw habeas corpus at you just because I like bouncing ideas around. I like brainstorming. But, you know, isn't this a penalty being imposed? You know, earlier we had Dave on talking about bill of attainder because there was a penalty involved.
Oh, I found good case law on penalties. As soon as penalties kick in, they start treating it like criminal.
Well, that's what I thought so, too. And if it's criminal, why not a habeas corpus type of proceeding at a collateral attack in the courts? And you're not raising a question about the taxes. You know, we got 7421. It doesn't allow us to try to obstruct the collection of a tax. But if we just merely want to say, hey, we're looking at imposition of a penalty without due process, and we're challenging whether or not the Fifth Amendment's being violated here, we're entitled to a ruling. That sounds like an answer. It just might deserve a little bit of research.
Yeah.
Why don't we dig on that? You're good at research. Why don't you do some digging on that?
You know what? I can't do two things at once. So I
know I'm already doing so many things right now, for example. Right now, you know, I'm trying to rebuild my law practice, and I'm trying to help people that are now, you know, being attacked by the beast. And I alluded to that earlier. Got back from Hawaii just a while back. I'm going back on the 1st. I hope there are no burglars listening in that are going to know I'm not going to be in the house at night, you know, for a little while. But the, I'm stretched out in so many strains and places. I just can't do everything. But these are ideas that are worthwhile to look into. PRA, I don't think that we have gotten to the bottom of that puppy. I don't think we've got that sorted out. Somebody needs to go up to the OMB and challenge them and say, hey, can you give me documentation that establishes proof that the number carried on the 1040 is a valid OME number for that form, and that it has completed and passed all the requirements of the Paperwork Reduction Act and entitled to that number, that approval from your office. Because as yet, I have never seen anybody produce that, government included. Mm-hmm. So there's a lot of things that would like to be doing. I just don't have the time to do them. But
no, I'm talking about my ability to multitask.
Yeah.
So in other words, I can't talk to and look up something at the same time.
What we need, Dan, you just hit on the solution. What we need in this movement is more women. Men do not multitask. Women could do three things. I mean, they can do three, four, five things at a time and do all of them well. But a guy can't do that. We do good to chew gum and walk. Guys are single task, very crude computers compared to women. So we need to get more women involved in the movement. But Gary, I want to move on to the next caller here. But I sure enjoyed talking to you again. It's good to hear from you. Do some kicking if you get a chance. Do a little bit digging into whether or not we might be able to get past 7421 with a writ of habeas corpus. It sounds funny enough to work.
When you finish the other caller, can you bring me back?
Well, did you have another point you wanted to make?
Oh, yeah, I do.
Well, then make it. Go ahead. Got you. Let's get you.
I don't know if I told you anything about my history with criminal complaints.
Well, I was going to try to leave your rap sheet out of this.
No, I went about filing, I started filing civil rights lawsuits against government officials, and I got the perception that all they could think of was I was after the money. And I wasn't. All I wanted them to do was comply with the law. So I go, you know what I'm going to do? I'm not going to pursue the money. I'm just going to pursue the criminal charges. So I started filing criminal charges. One DA came to court and complained to the judge that I'd filed criminal charges on everybody. And
maybe everybody committed crimes.
I studied it
I had them.
Were
you listening? Whatever I was talking about, having filed about a 56 count complaint against four Internal Revenue agents.
No,
just this last week.
I heard.
Yeah,
about it.
I filed a criminal complaint for violations of 6103, which is a felony under 7413. My numbers are all screwing up.
I'm probably sitting here looking at it. You're talking about
7213.
Or 13.
72, do what?
I'm looking at 7214, offenses by
officer. No. Look at 13. 7213. My tongue got tangled around my eye teeth, and I couldn't see what I was saying.
Yeah, unauthorized inspection of returns or return information.
Yeah. Tell me what the penalty is on that.
Fine, not exceeding $1,000, or imprisoned not more than 1 year. And then that's in general. And then down here, discharge from employment.
Yeah, but it's actually $5,000 and not more than 5 years.
I wonder if this, I'm looking at Cornell, I wonder if it's a little old.
It may be, but 7213A1. It's a serious deal. And I just filed that now, and I shipped it out to everybody and his uncle.
Yeah.
And including the attorney general, and including the former person of the grand jury and the FBI and the prosecutor's boss. I sent him a copy. And the attorney general himself has sent him a copy. And so, you know, we're going to have some fun just rubbing the nose in the thing. You know, what are you going to do? I thought you were for law enforcement. Here's a law. Here's a violation. Enforce it.
Right.
They're not going to do anything. You know they're not going to do anything. But it's sure going to be some egg on their face for not doing it. But,
well, you know, here's what I'm thinking. That, you know, here's the next place to go, and you tell me, I'm wondering if you got any background on this, is that denial of equal protection under the law. So those guys were out there trying to enforce the law on you, and now you're trying to enforce the law on them. They go along with enforcing the law on you, but they don't go along with enforcing the law on them.
Yeah,
isn't that a denial of equal protection? Huh?
That's a denial of equal protection in as applied. But it one of the real, I guess you call it, sacred cows is the right of the government to decide what to prosecute and what not to.
You know, I thought about that.
The prosecutor has absolute discretion. However, and even as a matter of fact, there are even cases that say that a U.S. attorney can refuse to sign an indictment returned by a grand jury.
Really?
Because they said it, you know, he's not going to prosecute it. He doesn't have to accept their. And I think that's wrong. I think that's bad law. I think a grand jury has a right to run away. I love runaway grand juries. You know, beautiful things seem to happen whenever a grand jury gets off and decides to take control of itself.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's a thing of beauty. It's a rare thing, but it is a thing of beauty. And you start seeing blood pop out on the foreheads of government officials all over the place when something like that happens.
Mm-hmm.
But we need to use every tool in the box. And one of them is that. The other is 7431s. You know, we need to make these people, we need to take it to them, use the law. They're loading us with violations. Every time they do an investigation, they're violating 6103 time and time and time again. An unauthorized or improper disclosure of tax return information. You'd be amazed at how much information is under the definition of tax return information. One is the existence of an audit or an examination or investigation. And you know they always say why they're contacting them. Mm-hmm. And in my case, they even disclosed secret grand jury investigation was disclosed in writing and letters that they canvas letters sent out to my clients. And that's not only a breach of the law under 6103, it's also a breach of Rule 6 of Federal Rules of Criminal Procedure, which are sanctionable by contempt. And I've demanded that he also drag these people in for contempt for leaking secret grand jury information en masse.
Mm-hmm.
And so that's what we have to do. And we've got to make it to where they're afraid to go out of their offices because they're not sure where they're going to go find a sheeple that's waiting to be shorn, or they're finding a rattlesnake that's just waiting to be tread upon.
Right.
I want them to know that we have teeth and we have talons, too. I want them to be afraid to break the law. I want them to be afraid to piss one of us off.
Right.
We're afraid to piss them off, aren't we? Excuse my French. But we're afraid to anger them. We don't want to do anything to anger them. Right?
They're already crazy as it is.
Well, you know, that's right. They're crazy enough already. So, you know, I want them to be afraid of us, too. Well, look, you know, I've really enjoyed it, Barry, but I got to run. We've got to get this other fellow in. I don't want to cut him out. Very special gentleman I see on the list here that we don't want to neglect. And we've only got a few minutes left. I want to reserve those for him if you don't mind. But two great points on your part. One, that we've got to do something positive, which we're doing. Truth Attack is mounting several legal fronts. Some of them I can't discuss with you right here, but I can next time you and I talk.
Okay.
We are also looking at innovative ways such as how to get past these or how to challenge them on the sufficiency of due process. You know, this keep our thinking caps on, and where you see an opportunity for us to be the initiator, for us to pick the battlefield, for us to pick the victim instead of the other way around, let me know. I'm all ears.
Okay.
And we'll talk to you later. It's just good talking to you.
Okay.
And thanks for the call. And now let's jump over to Arizona from Colorado. Let's talk to Jamie in Arizona. How are you doing, Jamie?
Good, Tommy. We're so delighted to hear you launch your suit.
Well, the suit hasn't been launched yet. I can't say that there's a suit. I just filed a criminal complaint. I just said, hey, these people have committed crimes against me, and I want them prosecuted. Now, next week, maybe we can talk about a lawsuit.
Uh-huh. What did you use as your cause of action?
I haven't stated a cause of action, Jamie. I filed a criminal complaint, but if I were to file a suit, and on the basis of the same things that this criminal complaint is about, them disclosing tax return information, I would file the suit under 7431, which provides for a minimum of a $1,000 reward for each violation, each disclosure, and together with attorney's fees. And if I can prove damages of more than $1,000 per, then I'm entitled to punitive damages if they find that it was intentional or willfully done. And so, if I were to file a lawsuit, that's what it would be based on.
And what do you suppose their affirmative defenses would be? And do you suspect that they might use the Patriot Act as a defense?
No, I don't expect the Patriot Act. I expect the defense to be, we are the government, and therefore we are right, and so we want a summary judgment.
And that's the attitude that just shocks all of us, isn't it?
Not only is it the attitude, but it's the attitude that more often than not the court accepts. But at the same time, I mean, this is one of those cases that the court's going to be hard-pressed to do that with. And next year, we're going to issue a screen. You know, the first part of the year, we're going to issue a screen out to everybody. If you've had been the subject of an investigation, or if you've had summonses sent to third parties, or if third parties have been contacted in connection with an audit, investigation, or examination, you need to take this test. Did this happen? Did this happen? Did this happen? Or did this happen? If you said yes to any of those, you need to talk to this lawyer or one of these lawyers. We'll have a list of lawyers there. And you may be entitled to compensation. Who knows? And we're going to pick and choose the very best of those to start with, and we're going to start moving with them across the country and taking these guys to task for violating the law.
Happy days. We're so thrilled to hear this aggressive action. It's, in my mind, it's about time.
Well, that's but only half of it. By the way, how's Claire?
Yeah, she's as pretty as ever.
She's a beautiful lady and a beautiful, beautiful person. Tell her, give her my love.
I will do that. Have a Merry Christmas.
And you too, Jamie. And let me ask you this. What do you think is the other side of what's important on this front?
Oh, give me a little bit more to chew on that question there. Let's say it another way.
If we're hitting on one side, if I swing a hammer, am I doing any good?
No,
making an impact?
You got to have something to impact. You got to have a nail to hit.
That's right. And or if I hold something up and I hit it with a hammer, am I going to do as much damage as I would if I set that thing on an anvil and then hit it with a hammer?
Uh-huh.
Where it couldn't bounce off.
That's
it had
right.
to take the whole blow. Well, that anvil is what you and Claire have been working so hard on. And, folks, these folks are true patriots. This lady hands out Truth Attack and what income tax, cards in trick or treaters. I mean, she's hitting them young. This is innovative. They're ingenious, and they look at everything as an opportunity to spread the message that the income tax and the IRS are fraudulently stealing millions. And we need a lot more like you two, folks. And I had the pleasure of meeting Jamie and Claire both in Phoenix You caught me in a good mood, by the way, Jamie, because that was before I had to fight my way through TSA. It took 2 days to get to fly back here from Phoenix, going through all of the rigmarole and, you know, having to held over missed flights because of them and everything else. You know, we just, I got home, I was almost in a bad mood.
They sure know how to try your patience, don't they?
But you know, that anvil is what you guys are building for us, and other truth troopers like you, and other patriots like you, that are telling the public and infecting the public with the truth. And that anvil is going to be what stands behind the government and keeps the government from backing up. And so if we've got them caught between the people and the law, and we can drive the law into them, and they can't back up and get away from it because the people won't let them back up. Or people are going to say, no, stand up to the law, stand up to the law. No, yeah, we're going to hold you to the law. And jurors are going to say, no, you're going to have to show me that liability provision before I believe this guy's a criminal. Juries are going to say, no, I want to see it. You know, they're not going to take it on face value. Well, look, thanks, Jamie. Thanks for the call. Give my best to Claire. And you guys have a terrific Christmas and a fantastic new year.
Thanks for all your work, Tommy. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Hi, friends. Bill Bagley from Vital Basics, and I want to send you a bottle of the best-selling supplement Focus Factor absolutely free. Why would we give away a free bottle of Focus Factor? Because we know that if you try it, you'll buy it. Focus Factor has nutrients that work with your natural brain chemistry to support your memory, concentration, and focus. People all over the country say it's the best brain support supplement they've ever tried. Well, how would you like to try Focus Factor yourself absolutely free? No, we're not crazy. We're confident. Because once you try Focus Factor, you'll wonder how you ever got along without it. And that's why, for a limited time, we'll give you a full-size bottle of Focus Factor, an $85 value, free. You simply provide $4.95 to help cover the cost of shipping and handling. Call now for your free bottle of Focus Factor. Call 1-800-518-3796. That's 1-800-518-3796. Limit one bottle per household, please. Again, the number is 1-800-518-3796.
Attention RBN listeners who have trouble sleeping. If you have tried everything and still have serious problems getting a good night's sleep, then this message is going to be the single most important one you'll ever hear. And here's why. 77 RBN listeners are needed immediately to test a new, alternative method of falling asleep fast. And the best part is, this new sleep system produces dramatic results when everything else has failed, including prescription sleeping pills. You see, it works in a whole new way, utilizing special sleep frequencies to almost command your brain to fall asleep fast. And it's easy to use. Yet, because the rules governing medicine in the U.S., no health or healing claims can be made for the sleep system. However, it's still legal to own this new high-speed sleep generator, and 77 RBN listeners are invited to use this system first, before the general public. So, if you're really having trouble falling asleep, simply go to www.highspeedsleep.com. That's highspeedsleep.com, or call 877-327-0365 and tell the operator you listen to RBN. Again, that's 877-327-0365.
It's not a matter of if, but when. If it happens, you want to be ready to give your loved ones a fighting chance. Do not rely on someone else to come through for you at a time when it could be about life and death. Your best chance is Safe Castle Royal, the premier crisis preparedness buyers club out there. Members get everything at rock-bottom pricing, with at least 20% off everything in our store all the time, and free shipping to the lower 48. Emergency storage food, prefab shelters and safe rooms, and hundreds of other essential products will get you through the toughest of times. Right now, you can join the club for only $10, a one-time lifetime fee that gets you some of the best prices anywhere on preparedness products. Please use the coupon code CLUBRADIO when joining to receive your special membership price. Do it now. Go to SafeCastleRoyal.com. That's SafeCastleRoyal.com. Sign up and use the Club Radio coupon code, or call 1-877-673-2394 and be on your way to peace of mind that comes with being prepared.
And we're about to wrap up another segment of Live Free Zone here. It just goes so fast. It just seems like I just sat down here to and picked up my headset and went to work. And it, next thing I know, it's all over. But been a terrific time. We've had some good callers. We've had some good points made today. Point number one being made that no battle is ever won on the defensive. It requires aggressive prosecution of your rights and your position and standing your ground. You know, sometimes it feels sort of like we're at Bastogne, but remember those guys in Bastogne pulled it through. They suffered. They took losses. They took some major sacrifice and a lot of pain, but they made it through it, and we can too. It would help for us to have some drops. Truth Attack could certainly use some care packages. We got a donate button on there on the website for that. We also learned today or discussed today, you know, how important it is to dig around and root and look for ways to prosecute those rights. Look for weaknesses and vulnerabilities in the government's position and to exploit them to use against them so that we can get the truth out. And we talked about the importance of having the anvil, the people, we the people being aware that the government is lying to them about what the law really says and what they owe the government and what they owe the government for. We don't owe them for our right to earn a living through our labor. And it's just been, and we even got a picture of the Constitution to go with it. I hope that you save that picture. Put it on the refrigerator. You know, show it to your kids. Tell them, you know, how good you did today. And join me this Friday evening at KCAAradio.com, 7 o'clock Pacific. Here I am, Central. That's 9 o'clock here. But 7 o'clock Pacific on KCAAradio.com. I'm going to have Joe Bannister on as my guest. He's going to talk about and inform folks about what it's like to be a sudden bastard child, you know, rejected by the family for learning the family secret and dragging that skeleton out of the closet. And he's been banished, and not only banished but pursued. It's bad enough when they exile you, but whenever they come after you, that's over the top. So we'll be talking to Joe on the Tom Crier Show, sponsored by Truth Attack, on KCAAradio.com. It's broadcast out of San Bernardino on KCAA 1050 AM. If you're in that area, you can listen to it on the radio. And if you don't get the Tom Crier Show on your radio station and your talk show and your talk radio station in your community, it might not be a bad idea to give them a call, tell them that there is such a thing and that you want it on their program schedule. We're working at trying to get the news out, get the truth out to as many people as we can, and radio is a terrific way to do it. So, looking forward to our next get-together. I'll be talking to you from Hawaii. I went through Hawaii the last time. I didn't get a lay at the airport when I arrived in Honolulu. I didn't get a lay whenever I arrived. And Joe Trucker from Newport News, Virginia, boasted to me that when he went to Hawaii, he got laid 3 times at the airport. And so I'm a little bit disappointed, you know, in my reception. Maybe they knew it was me. I don't know. You know, just because I'm paranoid doesn't mean they're not out to get me. But we'll be, you know, kicking around new stuff. Hawaii isn't going to change the truth. And I'll be back on the air right here on RBN coming up on the Life Free Zone on next Saturday. And until then, please have a great Christmas. Tell your family you love them. Tell your friends you love them. Love one another. And let's look for the good things coming down the pipeline for us in a cornucopia of successes in 2008.